Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino.
All right, and joining us on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad Fan Hotline is our buddy from ESPN, David Schoenfield. David, how are you? Getting any sleep?
A little bit, probably not enough, but it's worth it if we continue to get all these All-Stars traded, right? I think we've had four 2021 All-Stars dealt already. So,
yeah.
Couple big fish is still out there, though.
There's no doubt about it. And you know, looking at the Padres, their move to acquire Adam Frazier, you looked at the starting lineup yesterday. They had an all-star infield with Cronenworth at first, Frazier at second, Tatis and Machado. That was pretty cool. Now they got pummeled by the A's, but it was fun for about 5 minutes. What a great move, in our opinion, here in San Diego, getting a guy like Adam Frazier. But what are the other moves that you've liked the most? What move doesn't make a lot of sense to you?
Well, yeah, I love the Frazier move, no doubt. Positional flexibility is so big in today's game. No doubt, the big one I love, Nelson Cruz, going from Minnesota to Tampa Bay. You don't usually see the Rays make a big splashy, you know, trade to bring in somebody like that, especially with a salary, but exactly what they needed. Big, we know Nelson Cruz, right? Still one of the best hitters in the game.
Yeah.
Even though he's 41, you know, they're trying to chase down the Red Sox in the AL East. So just exactly what they needed, you know, so that's a great move. You know, I don't think any of the moves I would criticize too much yet. I think the criticism more comes at 4:30 tomorrow when we get the final roll call of trades and who's done something and who hasn't done something. You know, the Twins are interesting. They've already traded Cruz, and we keep hearing Jose Berríos' name out there, which I find interesting because he's still under team control for next year. It's been a terrible year for Minnesota. I get that, but I'm not sure why they would trade their best pitcher and kind of punt on 2022, but we'll see if he ends up getting traded.
You know, he's a name that we've heard here in San Diego. Look, I mean, AJ Preller is attached pretty much to every big name out there, and that's just how it's been, you know, since he's been here, and some of them work out, you know, some of them remain to be seen. Talking to David Schoenfield from ESPN here on Ben and Woods this morning, the move that I liked a lot was the A's doing something and going out and getting Starling Marte. And, you know, I saw immediate reaction of like, oh my God, what an overpay. You know, Lizardo has not been that great. Jesus Lizardo, there's a lot of control left on him, and maybe they can do something with him. But I thought that was kind of cool from the A's going out and adding a huge, huge bat like Starling Marte.
Yeah, I'm with you. That's a great deal. The right field production has been among the worst in the majors. So whether it's Marte and right, or they move Ramon Laureano over to right field, they've significantly upgraded that position. You know, plus your defense is going to be great with basically two center fielders out there. Yeah, Billy Bean, when he has a chance, you know, we usually see him strike a deal. You know, he added a good lefty reliever in Andrew Chafin. And now Marte, I'm with you. Look, yeah, it could come back to bite him. Lizardo was a top 20 prospect, you know, heading into 2020. Terrible this year back in the minors where he's continued to struggle. I like it. Good roll of the dice for the Marlins. Understandable why they would want him. But sometimes you got to pay, and a lot of teams wanted Marte, so you had to pay a good price to get him.
Max Scherzer, obviously, I would say probably the biggest name out there, with Joey Gallo going to the Yankees yesterday. Max Scherzer is going to help. I think he's going to help any team that he goes to. He's an assassin, and that's what they're going to hire him for. You know, you hear all the rumors, David. Well, he really wants West Coast, right? He wants West Coast. He also wants an extension. He will waive his no-trade clause to go to a winner. All of these things seem to point in three directions: L.A., San Francisco, or San Diego. I saw some odds yesterday, you know, oh, well, the Dodgers are the favorites. I mean, they obviously have the prospect capital. They have the real capital. But so does San Diego, so does San Francisco. Yep. How nasty do you think this is going to get in the next 24 hours or 36 hours?
Yeah, that's what makes it so much fun, although...
Not for us.
I'll run this one by you guys, is I'm hearing from my editor that the Dodgers are about to get Danny Duffy from Kansas City.
Ooh.
So if that's the case, does that take them out of the Scherzer sweepstakes? I think it might. So we might be looking now at a two-team race between the Giants and the Padres. And don't cross out the Red Sox. You're hearing some things about them, too. Although, like you said, we've seen all the reports about Scherzer wanting to go to the West Coast. But, boy, if the Red Sox, with Chris Sale coming back from Tommy John, and if they land Scherzer, although they don't have the farm system. They have one of the worst farm systems, so I don't think they have the prospect capital to make that trade. I still think it's San Diego or San Francisco. But, I don't know, Duffy to the Dodgers, if that happens, I don't know if Scherzer's going there.
What have you done right now,
David? David!
It's 50-50. Oh my God.
I love this so much. It is such a fun time of year. It's different. It's certainly different. You know, there was a time here in San Diego, David, when it was like, ooh, who are we getting back? Ooh, he's their fourth-rated prospect. It's weird. It's changed. It's changed so much. We're like, I want Scherzer. I want Gallo. I want, you know, get me Garrett Cole. And it's just, we're so hungry here. We're so hungry. San Francisco's had success. L.A.'s had, fake success. We want it here so badly that everyone here has lost their minds. They've lost their minds at this trade deadline.
I love it. I love it. And, you know, the thing that's hard for me to calculate from afar is which team is more desperate. That's the word I use, because obviously the Padres absolutely all in this kind of 20 to 22 window, right? Not that they don't have a future. You got Fernando Tatis forever, so you're going to be competitive for a long time. But AJ Preller, he's kind of emptied a lot of that farm system, still has those top guys.
Yep.
But is he willing? I don't know what it'll take to get Scherzer. You're not going to give up C.J. Abrams to get Max Scherzer, but, you know, will you have to give up a Mackenzie Gore? I don't know, because Scherzer, he's absolutely the biggest difference maker available. He's the guy you could start in game one of a playoff series and love that you're sending him out there. But are the Giants more desperate? Because they're in first place, and history tells us teams that are in first tend to make these big moves to solidify their position. The Padres still have a tough road to win that division. And so are you going to throw in top prospects for a wild card game, which is the more likely scenario? I don't know. I don't know how GMs weigh all those factors, because it's really tough to decide. So that's why it's such an interesting trade year this year.
It really is. I mean, talking to David Schoenfeld from ESPN, is there a chance Max doesn't? I mean, I guess there's always a chance he doesn't go. I mean, nobody's really, you know, another interesting name, too, that's out there that I know has been floated a little bit, a couple from the Cubs, Rizzo, Bryant.
Yeah.
Do you think those guys end up getting shipped off? And what, you know, I would imagine they would net a pretty decent return.
Yeah, Scherzer, and what are the Cubs going to do, right? Rizzo, Bryant, Craig Kimbrell. Kimbrell, I think, for sure is going. He's the guy that, you know, if you need a relief difference maker, he's the guy.
No
he's
doubt.
Back to being what he was, unhittable. I mean, I know the Dodgers keep saying Kenley's our closer, but I just have a hard time envisioning the Dodgers going into October with in saying Kenley Jansen's our closer. And last year they had the depth to use starters in relief. You know, it wasn't Kenley Jansen who closed out the World Series. It was Julio Urias. So maybe they go that plan again, but I still see Kimbrel to the Dodgers just makes so much sense. Bryant, I know you guys, just what you want to hear. Bryant, Rizzo, we'll see. Rizzo maybe to the Red Sox. you know, Bryant, he could go a lot of places. If I had to make a prediction, I'll say the Mets. But
wow.
It's interesting. None of those Cubs have been traded yet.
Yeah, it is. And you know, there's just so many other – the thing that we love about A.J. Preller, and we were talking about it earlier. I mean, I'm sure you've seen all the fake accounts. I mean, they were trending yesterday. I mean, it was, like, hysterical. You know, so much misinformation out there, and you just kind of wonder what's real, what's not. You know, I got to say, if the Dodgers ended up at the deadline – with their acquisition is Danny Duffy, the way the Padres have played them this year, I'm feeling pretty good. I feel like that's a win.
Yeah.
Even if the Padres didn't do anything, which we all think and almost kind of know, David, they will. They've got to upgrade the rotation. There is just no way about it. So Berrios, we've heard about. Scherzer, we've heard about.
John Gray,
I guess, is another name that's kicking around that's in the division. But we saw, you know, the Mariners do that with the Astros yesterday. It's not out of the question. Any other sleeper names we need to be looking out for, guys that could be on the move? Possibly here.
Yeah, the other guy that's out there is Kyle Gibson of the Rangers, who had a career first half, made the All-Star team. Might be legit. He added a new cutter, so I don't think it's necessarily a fluke. He's also signed through 2022. I think he only makes $7 million next year. So he kind of fits into the payroll. He fits into what Preller has done in the past, which is acquire guys, you know, that aren't rentals. So I think Kyle Gibson to the Padres makes a lot of sense. He's not going to cost you, I don't think, what Max Scherzer will cost you. And we're seeing the Rangers selling. They traded Joey Gallo. I think they'll trade Kyle Gibson.
Very interesting stuff from David Schoenfeld here this morning. One more question for you. I mean, look, the rumors have been a buzz here in San Diego. There was a report in The Athletic this morning talking about Eric Hosmer. And Eric Hosmer, you know, it's been a weird one for us Padre fans here as far as he's concerned. I mean, flashes of leadership, flashes of clutch, you know, all those things. It just hasn't been super consistent. And you know, the rumor is, are you hearing the rumor too? They're interested in moving him. If he doesn't get moved, how weird is that for him to be on? It's strange, right? When they're trying to shop you and they can't, and you're here.
Yeah. You know, and I've seen a couple players talk about that lately. As much as they say we ignore all the rumors, no, they don't.
Yeah, no, he definitely does.
They all know the rumors, and it's not easy. There's no doubt it has to weigh on you. Yeah, look, would they like to move him? Yeah, it probably wasn't the smartest signing from the beginning 4 years ago. But to move, what's he still have, 3 more years after this one? You know, to move the rest of that contract for a player who's a below-average hitter for a first baseman, that's going to be, I think, next to impossible. It's happened, but to me, the only way you do that is you're given a prospect, which means a really good one. Do you really want to trade C.J. Abrams just to dump Eric Hosmer's contract? I just don't see it, you know, but...
potential takers, you know, off the top of your head? I mean, if Rizzo to the Red Sox doesn't work, would they look at a guy like Hosmer? The Yankees, I think, they needed first base help, but I think they'll probably plug Gallo in there some as well. That would kind of take them out. Are there teams out there that say, well, I mean, he's okay major leaguer, and if the Padres eat some money and attach a prospect, I mean, are there takers out there?
Yeah, I'm trying to look. Yeah, Red Sox, they do have the worst first base production in the majors this year. Their top prospect, who's not going to get called up this year, is a first baseman, Tristan Casas, who's on the Olympic team. So they do have sort of a guy coming up. I don't know. That's a good one. I haven't looked through this. You know, a team – what about a team like Seattle who – don't really have a first baseman. Ty France is there, but he's really kind of a born DH. You guys know all about him.
Yes, we do.
But if Seattle, who has a lot of payroll flexibility moving forward, they're still building. What if they take on a Hosmer? You get a prospect in return. And, you know, given what they've had from first base the last few years, maybe they live with Eric Hosmer, you know. maybe. And that's just a total wild card scenario. I'm
sure.
Pulling out of my rear end.
No, I put you on the I put you on the spot. And there's been a willingness to deal with those two.
Seattle and San Diego, they they made a trade yet this year. They got to make their annual trade.
They have they have to. They have to do their one trade. David, I could literally have you on for the next hour and 10 minutes and just go through player by player. I know you got work to do. We've got other stuff we got to get to. You are the best, man. Thank you so much for joining us on what is a pretty crazy day for you guys. I really appreciate it.
All right, guys. I'd love to see the Padres land Scherzer. Make it happen, AJ.
Let's go. I know he's listening right now. And David Schoenfield gives his rubber stamp. It's one thing to hear it from Paulie and me, but it's another thing entirely to hear from a well-respected baseball writer like David Schoenfield.
50-50?
Ooh, mama. Paulie, you know, that was David Schoenfield on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.